From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 26th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the poor conditions in some Illinois prisons and what state consultants recommend for them. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The National Weather Service has placed many parts of central Illinois under a heat advisory from today until Saturday. Meteorologists say the combination of the air temperature and humidity will mean it will feel like it is between 100 and 109 degrees outside during the hottest parts of the day. Safety experts advise you to never leave children or pets unattended in vehicles in this weather. Drink plenty of water, even if you're not thirsty, and take frequent rest breaks in the shade or air conditioning. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says its facility is a kid-friendly cooling center between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Free breakfast and lunch are provided for children 18 and younger. Other cooling centers in Champaign County include the Champaign and Urbana Public Libraries, Lincoln Square and Marketplace Malls, and the Champaign City Building. We have the latest forecast and addresses for cooling centers, plus other safety information at illinoisnewsroom.org. After structural problems at Dennis Lab School caught Decatur administrators by surprise, they want to get every school inspected. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports.
Superintendent Rochelle Clark plans to ask the board in 2 weeks for permission to analyze all schools, instead of just fixing the two Dennis buildings immediately.
Both Dennis buildings are 100 plus years old, and fixing just the structural components does not mean we won't have issues over time. And then in terms of our other schools, they need to be part of this analysis so that we don't miss anything moving forward.
Dennis students are moving to Garfield Learning Academy for at least the next year. Clark is asking the state if they can start the fall later than their peers to help with the move and has not heard back yet. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Following in the footsteps of their neighbors in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois State University Police are adopting a co-response policing program. That means mental health professionals will ride with police to a scene where someone might be in crisis. University of Illinois Crisis Outreach Coordinator Megan Cambron says their campus adopted the program around 2 years ago.
We thought, why wouldn't we send the mental health professionals with the people who are going to get there first?
Since the program was introduced at U of I 2 years ago, fewer individuals have been sent to the hospital as a result of 911 calls. The programs at each school are not identical, but ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says it took notes from U of I. ISU hopes to start the program in the fall. Illinois labor groups and Democratic officials signed an agreement yesterday to avoid any strikes affecting the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Mawa Iqbal has more.
11 organizations have signed on, including the Chicago Federation of Labor. President Bob Ryder says this agreement is coming way ahead of schedule, with the convention more than a year away.
We have good value alignment between the labor movement here in Chicago, the host committee, and the DNC.
Ryder says the DNC will make sure the union workplace is maintained and respected. And in exchange, the workers promise to not strike before and during the convention. The agreement includes groups representing hotel, culinary, and theatrical stage workers. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the poor conditions in Illinois prisons and their impact on the people being held there. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the new season of Masterpiece's explosive series, Grantchester, police investigator Jordy Keating and Reverend Will Davenport are put to the test. With shocking announcements and an unexpected accident that threaten Will's and Gordy's closest relationships. Exploring faith, forgiveness, and redemption, you can stream each episode of Season 8 following its Sunday night air date. Friends of WILL can watch all 7 past seasons of Grantchester at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois prison buildings are in need of $2.5 billion in deferred maintenance, more than any other state agency. That's according to a state-funded evaluation of the Illinois prison system. A consulting company found mold, leaky roofs, and bad water quality. Illinois advocates and lawmakers are calling for the state to fix or even close some prisons after a damning state report on prison infrastructure obtained by WBEZ. Mary Dixon spoke with Shannon Heffernan about the report and some of the issues.
What kind of issues are we talking about here?
So this was a report done by a consulting group hired by the state to make a plan about how to handle the problems. And they found really almost every problem you can imagine being wrong with buildings. Leaky roofs, mold, poor water quality. Several of the buildings were rated as inoperable. One, they said, you know, people should basically not be living here. There were, as you mentioned, $2.5 billion in deferred maintenance. That's more than any other state agency. And to make it even worse, that's expected to double every 5 years. So if this isn't addressed, we'll be looking at $5 billion in not too long.
And how does this state of disrepair affect the people who are being held in the prisons?
So I've been talking to some people who are incarcerated at Logan, which is one of two women's facilities in the state. And it's one of the places that's in the worst shape. And they talked about seeing, you know, raccoon paws coming through the door and having to deal with the feces of animals in the air. You know, that facility is powered by coal, which, as we know, that affects air quality and leads to all kinds of health problems. So major, major concerns here. And even though the focus of this report was infrastructure, I should mention that it also touched on staffing. Illinois Department of Corrections is extremely understaffed. We have like a quarter of positions open. And that also has a big effect on incarcerated people. I spoke to one man who has a mental illness, and he said, you know, there's not enough security staff to take us to mental health groups, for example. So it's having a real daily impact on the people living in these facilities.
The consultants who were hired by the state, what do they say that Illinois should do about all this?
So, of course, they talk about fixing the buildings, making repairs. But they also say some of these facilities are in such bad shape that maybe that's not the way forward. They recommend closing one, Logan, the women's facility I mentioned. They also talk about shrinking another. And part of the reason they can make those kinds of recommendations about shrinking or closing is because, remember, we've had a huge drop in the prison population in Illinois. Since 2012, there's been a 44% decline in the number of people in Illinois prisons. So we expect there to be excess beds. So you have advocates coming in and saying, okay, look, this is a key moment. You have this trifecta. You have dropping prison population, short staffing, and bad buildings. This is a good time to start thinking about closing prisons.
Is the state going to start closing prisons then?
So that's a great question. We don't know. That's up to lawmakers. What I can say is, across the aisle, Republicans and Democrats agree this is a problem. Keep in mind, you know, these are not conditions that are just bad for incarcerated people. They're bad for staff. Short staffing puts them in danger, too. We spoke to one conservative lawmaker who used to work in a prison who says, you know, when it's really hot, you're also going to see a rise in violence. That's not good for anyone. That said, she also talks about how closing a prison would economically hit her community. So it's a politically difficult thing to close a prison in Illinois. So even though we all know it's a problem, I'm going to be watching very closely to see what actually happens as a solution.
That's Mary Dixon speaking with Shannon Heffernan. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 95 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Melissa Ellen, Mawa Iqbal, and Shannon Heffernan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.